Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I want to talk about something today that I have spent a lot of time thinking about, working on, sharing with my clients. And it's about the fact that many of us grew up and it wasn't safe for us to have emotions, or our emotions weren't allowed. Or maybe we could have some emotions if we were one gender, but we couldn't if we were the other gender. For example, getting angry isn't ladylike, or don't cry like a girl. Right? We learned that emotions aren't acceptable in our family of origins, in school, maybe even with our friends. But emotions are part of the human experience. We are not, God love him, Mr. Spock from Star Trek. How many of us heard, go to your room until you can control yourself? Speaking for myself, I learned to stuff my emotions because they just weren't acceptable. Who I was wasn't acceptable. Google what happens when you can't show your emotions, and you're going to get a lot of answers that point to difficulties in relationships, to shorter lifespans, and frankly, it's kind of scary and depressing. And yet, most of us grew up with this. Sometimes our emotions were literally beat out of us. In the last 7 years since I started doing my own healing journey, I have seen more emotion charts than I can shake a stick at. Some of them are completely overwhelming. There's like, you know, pages and pages of emotions, or in a circle, here are some core emotions, and then let's kind of come out like the spokes of a wheel. And, there's things called core emotions. There's things called secondary emotions. There's tertiary emotions. Again, the Google box shows results for 5 primary emotions, 7 primary emotions. Like, what does that even mean? How do I know what's real, what's a fact, and what's not? And a part of me, when I try to figure this out and I try to research it, a part of me ends up overwhelmed and I quit before I get too far down the rabbit hole trying to figure out what I feel, right? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is too complex. I don't have time to like shift through 80 quote emotions. I saw what Brené Brown said. I saw what somebody else said. What am I supposed to do? Right? Don't know if that resonates with you. I recently mentioned the Loving Parent Guidebook. It's the one that I said was like 12-step and IFS had a baby. And in this book, they like take it down to 4 emotions. Kind of, it beats the heck out of those crazy charts or those, you know, like pages and pages of emotions. And so I found that this was actually quite helpful just to be 4 emotions. So I thought I would share with them with you and see if this might resonate with you, if you are also on the journey of trying to understand how you feel and how important it is for us to recognize our emotions, and it's okay to have emotions. So the 4 emotions that the Loving Parent Guidebook suggests that you start with is sad, glad, mad, and scared. Sad, glad, mad, and scared. Now, I have a part that likes the fact that 3 of those rhyme. It makes it easier for me to remember. Sad, glad, mad, and scared. Sad, glad, mad, and scared. So I've spent the last few weeks kind of characterizing how I feel based on these 4 buckets. And, you know, is the system perfect? No, it's not. And also what I've noticed, which is interesting, is I often feel at least 2 of the 4, which I guess it didn't surprise me since I have parts, right? Most commonly of those is sad and mad. Like, I'm hurt that somebody did something and a part of me is angry or mad that it happened, or sad and scared. So I'm sad that something happened and now I'm frightened and scared about, you know, what does that mean for me? So I'd invite you, like, using these 4 buckets of emotion, where do you see yourself? Don't be surprised if, like me, you have 2 of these 4, or even 3 of the 4, right? It's been very helpful for me to be able to say, oh, I'm sensing some sadness. And then I can say to my parts, what's going on? How do you feel? By using these 4 pretty simple sad, mad, glad, or scared, my parts are able to pretty readily understand that. And they can respond without having to grab a thesaurus to figure out what I'm trying to say to them. And if you're like me and you want to tune more into what you're feeling, I suggest you try this pared down version of emotions and see how it lands and resonates with your parts. Let me know how it goes. Laura@lauralively.com. Sad, mad, glad, scared. Sad, mad, glad, scared. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.